Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we are looking at a very specific, and I think a very familiar slice of the internet. I want you to picture a tool that, you know, probably half our listeners have installed on their machine right now. It's LightShot, you know, the website app.prntscr.com. It's that little feather icon that just sits in your system tray.
Oh, yeah, a classic. It's been the default screenshot utility for millions since, what, 2009? Something like
that. Right. And looking at it, it's the very definition of a legacy survivor. It does one thing, screenshots, and you know, it does it really efficiently.
Yep.
But here's the problem. This is why I wanted to pull this specific case study for today.
Okay.
We're living in an economy of just absolute content saturation. Attention is the only currency that matters.
Yep.
And LightShot, it's silent. It's a utility. It just sits there and waits for you to need it.
Which is a really dangerous place to be. I mean, in 2026, good enough usually gets eaten by loud enough.
Exactly. So the premise of this deep dive is a bit of a thought experiment. We're taking this quiet, functional tool, and we're going to plug it into what our sources are calling an industrial engine for content, the Auto Content API.
And we should be clear, when we say industrial engine, we're not talking about like a chatbot that writes funny tweets. This is infrastructure. The sources describe it as something like a notebook LM API alternative, but for the enterprise. It's really about building a programmatic content layer on top of a product.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate right out of the gate here.
Go for it.
We hear about AI content all the time.
Yeah.
And usually that just means spam. It means, you know, hallucinated articles and these uncanny valley videos. If I'm LightShot, why would I risk a 15-year reputation on some automated API?
That is the right question to ask. The risk of brand drift is definitely real. But what we're looking at today isn't about replacing the core product. It's about solving what they call the production capacity bottleneck. LightShot has this massive user base, but a tiny, tiny marketing footprint. The Auto Content API claims to solve that by decoupling the cost of production from the volume of output.
Okay, so let's test that claim. Let's look at the current state of LightShot. You go to their landing page, it's functional, it's got these text lists of features. Fast screenshot of selected area, share images via internet, similar image search. It feels very, I don't know, 2015.
It creates friction. I mean, the modern user, especially if you're talking Gen Z or Alpha, they don't read bullet points. They watch. If they want to know how a feature works, they just expect a video. But here's the math problem. A high-quality explainer video, you know, fully animated and narrated, costs anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000?
For one video.
For one. And LightShot has, let's say, 10 core features.
So they'd be spending $100,000 just to explain their own software. It's not going to happen.
Right. It's a bad ROI. So they don't do it. They just stick with text. And that's where the Auto Content API comes in. It has a specific endpoint just for explainer videos.
Walk me through the mechanics of that. Does it just like hallucinate a video based on a couple of keywords?
No. And this is where it gets technically interesting. You basically point the API at the LightShot URL. It crawls the DOM, so the actual structure of the website. It extracts the existing text tutorials, the feature headers, the screenshots they already have on the page. It understands that similar image search is a distinct feature.
So it's building its own ground truth data set from the site itself. It's not just making stuff up.
Precisely. Then it scripts a 60 to 90 second horizontal video. It selects visuals, either from the site or from stock assets that match the context, and it generates a voiceover. It stitches all of this together into a cohesive explainer video.
And the cost?
About 50 credits.
50 credits, what's that in real money?
On their professional plan, that's roughly 50 cents, euro cents.
50 cents. I mean, I pay my video editor more than that just to open the project file. But does it actually look good?
No.
Or does it look like, you know, cheap robotic slop?
Well, the sources say the quality is broadcast ready, and that's mostly because it's using template-based synthesis, not generative hallucination. It's structured. But the real value here isn't just that it looks cool, it's the SEO implication. Do you know what happens to a landing page when you embed a video?
People stay longer, I assume. Dwell time goes up.
Dwell time skyrockets. And Google's ranking algorithm is so heavily weighted toward dwell time. The data suggests a page with a video on it is 53 times more likely to rank on page one. So for 50 cents, LightShot isn't just explaining a feature. They are statistically hammering their way to the top of search results.
Okay, so we fixed the landing page. That's some good low-hanging fruit. But let's be real. Nobody goes to a landing page for entertainment.
Hmm.
The eyeballs are on the feed. TikTok, Reels, Shorts.
The vertical video trap.
It is a trap because the algorithm demands volume. You need to be posting 3, 4, 5 times a day just to register. For a small team like Skillbrains, the developers of Lightshot, that is, you know, physically impossible without a dedicated media team.
This is where the Video Create Shorts endpoint comes in. And this is where the strategy really shifts from explanation to domination.
That sounds a little ominous.
Well, it's aggressive. The whole strategy is called faceless channels. Lightshot doesn't need to hire some charismatic influencer to dance and point at text on the screen. They can just use AI avatars.
But again, isn't there a huge risk there? If you have an AI avatar talking about your product and it says something wrong, like Lightshot now records 4K video, which it doesn't, you've got a PR nightmare on your hands.
That's a valid concern for sure. However, the API allows for what they call constrained generation. You feed it the source material, the manual, the FAQs, and you tell it, do not deviate from this. But the real power here is in demographic targeting. Let's say Lightshot wants to target gamers.
Right, like how to screenshot your kill streak or something.
Exactly. The API generates a script for that specific use case. It selects a casual avatar, maybe a guy in a hoodie, gaming headset on. It can use slang that's appropriate for that demographic. It generates the video, the subtitles, the lip sync, everything.
And then 5 minutes later, they want to target, I don't know, enterprise accountants.
Same tool. New prompt. How to screenshot receipts for expenses. The API swaps the avatar for a professional woman in a blazer. The background changes to an office. The whole tone shifts from casual to formal.
So they can run A-B tests at a scale that human teams just can't touch.
That's the key. They can pit the gamer avatar against the corporate avatar. They can spend, say, €4, about 400 credit, to generate 10 different variations. They post them all. If the gamer one gets 10,000 views and the corporate one gets 50, the system learns. It's marketing as data science, not as art.
It effectively removes the ego from the creative process. You just let the data decide which avatar wins.
It decouples ideation from execution.
Now, I want to pivot to something I saw on their site that I think is a massive, massive missed opportunity. Lightshot is available in a lot of languages. I saw Albanian, Arabic, Chinese, Russian. The list goes on. The interface is localized.
The interface is, yes. The buttons work in those languages.
But the marketing isn't.
Right.
If I'm in Japan, I'm probably not seeing Japanese native TikToks about how to use Lightshot.
Oh, almost certainly not. And typically to solve that, you need a country manager. You need a local agency. It's slow, it's expensive, and it's a huge management headache.
So how does the Auto Content API handle this? Because, look, translation is easy. Google Translate has been around forever. But marketing requires nuance.
That's the distinction. This isn't just text to text. The API handles audio synthesis and dubbing. Let's go back to that how to screenshot Minecraft video we were talking about.
Okay.
The API transcribes the English audio, then it translates the script, but then it resynthesizes the voice in, say, Japanese. It matches the timing. It can even adjust the lip movements of the avatar to match the new phones.
Whoa, so it's not just a dub overlay. It's not just a voice on top.
It's a full reconstruction. And this instantly multiplies their total addressable market, their TAM. Lightshot could launch a tech tips podcast or a video series in 50 languages overnight.
That is the part that feels like science fiction. You are essentially cloning your entire brand presence globally without hiring a single local employee.
It's pretty much the death of the geographical barrier for content marketing.
All right, I want to get into the weeds of SEO. We talked about the landing page, but the sources mention PSEO, programmatic SEO. This is the controversial stuff. This is where we get into that spam territory.
Is the heavy artillery of growth hacking, yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, PSEO is basically creating thousands of landing pages to catch all those long-tail search terms, like how to screenshot on Minecraft, how to screenshot on Excel, how to screenshot on Windows 95.
Correct, all the niche stuff.
But Google hates this. They have spent the last 3 years just nuking thin content sites that just copy-paste the same article and swap out a few keywords. If Lightshot does this, don't they risk getting de-indexed entirely?
If they do it the old way, absolutely. If they just use a basic LLM to write 5,000 generic articles, Google will crush them. But the Auto Content API has a component called the Deep Research API.
Deep research. Okay, that sounds like marketing fluff. What does it actually do?
It's an autonomous agent. It doesn't just predict the next word in a sequence. It browses the live web. So let's take the Minecraft example again. A generic LLM might just hallucinate and say, press Alt F4 to screenshot, which would actually close the game.
Laughs. Yeah, that would be a disaster.
A deep research API actually goes out, it reads gaming forums, it checks the official Minecraft wiki, and it verifies that the default key is F2. It finds out where the folder is saved on Windows versus on a Mac.
So it's fact-checking itself in real time.
It builds a unique fact-based guide for that specific query. But then, and this is how you beat the thin content penalty, it stacks the multimedia on top.
Video and audio we were just talking about.
Exactly. It generates a specific podcast clip about screenshotting in games. It generates that vertical short we mentioned. So when the user lands on the page, they don't just see a wall of generic text. They see a multimedia hub. Text, audio, video, high information density.
And Google looks at that and says, okay, this is quality.
Google sees high engagement, high dwell time, unique media assets. It signals authority. And because the API integrates with something like WordPress, this can all happen automatically. You could technically wake up to 5,000 published, indexed, high-quality pages targeting every niche from architecture software to zoology apps.
That is, wow, it's powerful. And honestly, it's a little terrifying for anyone who, you know, writes blog posts for a living.
It definitely raises the bar. Text only is just not enough to compete anymore.
Let's talk about speed. Because PSEO is great, but it's a planned attack. The internet moves so fast. The sources mention newsjacking and always-on intelligence.
This is the difference between being a static brand and being a responsive brand.
Okay, give me a scenario. How does a screenshot tool newsjack anything?
All right, imagine Microsoft releases a new Windows update, happens every Tuesday, and let's say this update breaks the default snipping tool. It just crashes every time you try to capture a specific window.
Which, let's be honest, has definitely happened.
Immediately, people flock to X, to Twitter, and to Reddit to complain. Snipping tool broken, can't screenshot this error message. The Auto Content API is monitoring these feeds.
It's just listening.
It's listening. It detects a sentiment spike, it connects the keywords snipping tool and broken. And it triggers what's called a reaction loop.
A reaction loop.
The API automatically scripts video, Windows snipping tool down. Here is why LightShot is the reliable alternative that never crashes. It produces the video, and if you have the autopilot permission set, it can even post it.
Wait, autopilot? You're saying you can let the AI just post to your corporate social media without a human checking it? That seems brave.
It is brave. Most companies will probably set it to draft mode for a human to approve, but the speed is the entire point. You can have that video up within 15 minutes of the trend starting.
While your competitors are still scheduling a meeting to discuss if they should maybe send a tweet.
Exactly. You capture all the traffic while the problem is still bleeding.
We've talked about a lot of tech here. We've talked about avatars, deep research, reaction loops. But usually when you pitch a digital transformation like this, the CFO just laughs you out of the room. It sounds incredibly expensive.
And that's the irony. The CFO should be the one leading the charge on this. Let's just look at the economics.
Okay, break it down for me.
Traditional model. You want a podcast to promote LightShot. You hire a host, a producer, an editor. An episode costs, very conservatively, between $150 and $500.
Easily. And that's for a pretty basic setup.
The API cost for generating an audio episode, it's somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros, depending on the length.
Video.
A freelancer charges maybe $50 to $300 for a decent short. The API. About 4 euros. We are talking about a 90 to 99% reduction in unit costs.
But it's not just about it being cheaper, is it? It changes how you spend the money.
It shifts marketing from an operating expense to, well, it's still an OPEX, but it behaves more like cloud computing. Think about when companies stopped buying physical servers and started using AWS.
You just pay for what you use.
Exactly. LightShot can buy the business credit pack. If they have a busy month, they spin up the engine. If it's quiet, they scale down. They aren't paying salaries for a video team that's just sitting idle. It turns content into a utility. Just like electricity.
That's a profound shift. It's content as a service?
It is. And for a tool like LightShot, which has this high utility but very low margins per user, this is really the only way the math works. They can't afford a massive agency. But they can afford an API key.
So let's zoom out. We've taken lightshot-at.prntscr.com-this-useful-quiet-legacy-tool, and we've given it a voice, a face, a global presence, and a real-time reaction system.
We've basically removed the bottleneck. The barrier to Lightshot's growth wasn't the product. The product works just fine. The barrier was production capacity. They just couldn't tell enough people about it enough times.
And now they can tell everyone, everywhere, all at once.
Without hiring a single soul.
Which brings me to the final thought I want to leave with you, our listeners. We use Lightshot as the example today because it's simple and we all know it. But this applies to anything. If a simple screenshot utility can become a global multimedia broadcaster using this API, what does that mean for you?
That really is the question. If you're running a business and your competitor is using an engine like this to publish 500 times a day, and you are still handwriting 3 blog posts a week, are you even in the game anymore?
Are we entering an era where just pure volume is the only metric that matters?
When the cost of that volume hits almost zero, and the quality is good enough, Yeah, the game changes completely.
Something to think about the next time you drag that little capture box across your screen. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll see you in the feed.